Southwest Michigan's 97.5 Y Country is getting you happy and healthy with a Y Country Medical Minute from the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network.
We have another Y Country Medical Minute for you, and this is a good and very informative medical minute about the kind of landscape of where we are right now. And with that, well, I can't be the person that gives you that information because, well, I'm not an expert. This is why we bring in the experts. And we have Dr. Matthew. Can I call you Dr. Matthew? Is that good?
That's totally fine. Yeah, Paz Dirk is a little confusing. a little long.
Well, it just I like it because my name is Matt as well, and it just works out perfectly. It's a great name.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah. You're the radio expert. You know,
you're the medical expert. You bet. I like it. This is a match that is meant to be right now for this medical minute. And Dr. Matthew, we are in a time, obviously, where there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of misinformation. And there's a lot of people who are trying to figure out what is right, what is best for them. And we're talking specifically about vaccinations. And that's what I want to ask first and foremost with the COVID-19 vaccine, and things are always updating, always changing. I want to ask first and foremost, who exactly at this point is eligible for vaccinations?
Good question. So at this point, most of Americans are ages 5 and up are now eligible for a vaccine. They're still doing research on younger than 5, so 4 and younger. But 5 and up are all approved now. And yeah, like you said, there's a lot of noise out there about safety and the speed of development of these vaccines. And I want to reassure everyone that while it is a quick process, that the research behind these vaccines was going on for many years before. And we just tailored that research to COVID specifically. My pregnant wife has gotten this vaccine. My great grandparents have gotten this vaccine. This is something that I think is safe and effective. And my only bias here is I want to prevent patients and the people we care about from suffering. And that, unfortunately, we see how much people have suffered because of this disease, and really want to prevent that from spreading to those that we care about most.
Yeah, I think that obviously what you said right there is, you know, having an unbiased opinion for this and, you know, giving some good testimonials of who you have in your life personally, that's a pretty powerful statement. Now, having that, again, nervousness and the speed of the vaccine is something that everybody is thinking about, but also the fact that this has morphed into several different variants of this disease, and now we have boosters that are available too. So that's a whole different can of worms, we'll say, and who's available and eligible for that then too. So do you have information on that?
Yeah, so this is still kind of developing and changing, but currently right now the recommendation is that if you've gotten both for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, that you are eligible for a booster 6 months after your second shot. That may get shorter into the 5 month range, depending on new recommendations. We know that for teenagers, it was just approved, FDA just approved as of yesterday, it would have been on the 3rd of January, that ages 12 to 15 can get a booster as well 5 months after their second shot of the Pfizer vaccine. So that will likely change as Omicron and it's spread and more research is done about what is the best way of protecting us. But for now, it's 6 months for adults, and then that 5 months for teenagers.
Okay, good information there too. Now, obviously all this information leads back to the fact that the rate of spread has increased drastically, especially post-holidays. That number continues to increase, and that also trickles down to the emergency rooms. These places are getting so saturated with folks who are needing assistance. And with that, how do we know, I guess, if we are feeling sick or ill, if we should or should not go, or if we'll be able to get care at that point?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, if you have a primary care doctor, if you don't have one, I encourage you to get one at some point in the future. But if you have a primary care doctor, I'd reach out to their office first. Even if they're not open, usually they have someone on call who's able to answer a question about should I go to the ER, should I not? Because obviously that is a really tough decision to make sometimes. with COVID specifically, there's a whole can of worms there if you're having symptoms. If you have not been tested and you're having concerning symptoms, you know, trust your gut. Reach out to your medical provider before, you know, going to the ER. Now, if you feel like your life is in immediate danger, you know, do not pass go, do not collect $200, go straight to the ER. But in most circumstances, you're going to be able to reach out to your medical provider and they'll help direct you. Can I get you an appointment tomorrow and or the next day or two in clinic? Do I need to direct you to get tested someplace in the community or at our office or their office? So there's a lot of options there, but just reaching out to your primary doctor first, they will help you, direct you to the right place.
Now, I've got to admit now, I'm not sure if you gave us a board game quote or if that was an Ace Ventura quote. Either way, I commend you for that.
I was thinking Ace Ventura, but I know that it comes from a board game, so a big Ace Ventura fan.
All right, I like it. We'll make that happen. That's good stuff. All right, so let me ask, any other information that you think we should know or that you want us to share here as we wrap up our White Country Medical Minute?
Yeah, I think that, like I said, there's a lot of noise out there, and this has been a very politicized topic. And it's something that we in the medical field are trying to avoid, and we want to have really honest conversations. You know, I talk to people almost every day who have had COVID or are suffering from COVID or have lost family members from COVID. And so, like I said, my only bias and our bias in the medical field is that we're seeing the damage that this is doing to patients and their families, and that we want people to be making well-informed decisions. We're tour guides. We're not dictators. We're going to, you know, give you the best information possible for you to make the decision that you need to for you and your health and your family. But I encourage you to reach out to your doctors, reach out to family members that you know who have been vaccinated or had concerns, and we will help get you the information that you need to make that decision. And you know, personally, I hope that means getting the vaccine, but, you know,
yeah, the day
whatever best aside.
The day and age we're in, you know, it's education is power, right?
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Matthew, I appreciate you very much for sharing this information and having an honest and open discussion with us in regards to this. And we look forward to a happy and healthy new year for you as well. Okay.
You too. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. You can learn more about the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network by going to their website, CassFamilyClinic.org. Your Y Country Medical Minute with Southwest Michigan's 97.5.
Replay this conversation and more by going inside the Y Country mobile app under podcasts with Southwest Michigan's 97.5 Y Country.